Time to talk some harness racing now. The Inter Dominion, the sport's biggest race. We're nearly up to, well, we're definitely up to the business end of the series now. The final heats will be conducted tonight at Alexandra Park. And my Kiwi mate has been representing the Vics in fine fashion. He's trained by Craig Demmler, also driven by Craig. And Craig joins us now. Good morning to you, Craig.
How are you, Gareth?
Good, thanks, mate. He's just been a wonderful horse this campaign, my Kiwi mate. I don't think he's had the best of luck either in some of the biggest races, but his effort the other day to be placed was a terrific performance.
Yeah, you're right, Gareth. He's a bit of an opportunist. He sort of needs them sort of nice runs, cosy runs, but if they run along and it sort of suits him if they do run along. And look, I've been probably lucky to get nice draws, so look, it's going to be a bit harder tonight, but he's done us pretty proud.
He's one of those horses that reminds me of Brenny's Fella, of course. You had great success with this pace. It's still one of the great, great drives in that Victoria Cup. Was it the Victoria Cup or Hunter Cup? You'll fall back the inside and weave some magic. But he's one of those horses, if the brakes go his way, for instance, if he draws the pole in the final, he won't be far away.
No, he won't be far away. Brenny's Fella, he ran second to Shaker Maker in the Inter Dominion. Yeah, he was five back to fifth that night, and he was a super horse, and yeah, they're both exactly the same. And look, they're horses that just need to get a right run, and they're always, if they get that sort of run, they're always going to be thereabouts. And look, it's, you know, Mark's two, and he's got three there that are just flying at the moment, which is, you know, it's still going to be pretty hard, but there's no standouts at the moment, yeah, except for probably Ultimate Sniper. But look, yeah, he's got to rely on having the right run. But he seems to, when he gets them sort of runs, he proves to everyone that he's up to that grade.
Have you enjoyed the Inter Dominion?
I love the Inter Dominion. Yeah. It's probably the best carnival, best racing, best people you can, you know, especially staying at Barry Purden's. He looked after me like no tomorrow. He's just terrific. I've been good friends with Barry for quite some time, and I actually met Barry through the Inter Dominion when Mark and himself stayed at Dad's, and they're great people, and you just can never stop learning off people like them.
Yeah, Barry Purden, he is a legend of the game, and boy, he's having a wonderful series as well, the legend of New Zealand harness racing.
Yeah, he's a legend, and if you come here and you see how he operates, like, I wish I was 20 years younger, because I'd love to be here working for a guy like him. He's just brilliant. And, you know, and the success they have, they deserve it. And they run their business very professionally. And, look, if I was a young kid growing up, that'd be the first place I'd love to go to work for guys like them, because they just make working around them sort of guys make you into a better trainer. And, you know, you can never stop learning off people like them.
AG's White Sox, trained by Barry Purden, has nearly been one of the stories. In fact, it's nearly the story of the Inter Dominion so far. Along with Ultimate Sniper, is undefeated in the series. But since it's been with Barry Purden, I know the Hopes in the southern part of New Zealand did a wonderful job with his pacer. But Barry's just delivered a wonderful training performance with his pacer so far.
Yeah, he has. He's done a super job. And you take nothing away from Greg Hope, because the horse has always had that ability. But change of scenery and the way, the way Barry's looked after him. And, look, he only had him for 4 or 5 days before he won the first heat. But as soon as Barry got off him, he said, "This horse is a miracle mile horse. I really like this horse." And then when you see him bench of an afternoon, you know, it's a serious horse. And he's just gone on there and proved how good the horse is. But just one drive on him, Barry just said straight away, "I've got a lot of time for this horse." And he's gone through the heat absolutely sensational. And he seems to be thriving on the racing.
Well, the best of luck tonight, Craig. You're at 70-1, maybe a place bet with my Kiwi mate, drawn Barry number 5 in the final heat of the Inter Dominion series. Is Cruz Bromac the horse to beat in your eyes? It's drawn Barry number 2. It's nearly equal favourite with its stable mate, the Fixer.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Like, Cruz Bromac's going super, and he seems to have enjoyed the racing too. But look, on the Fixer, I just thought his run was super the other night. He was in my heat. and I was able to get a nice run up the fence. Well, he had to come wide. He made up a lot of ground on him. And, look, I think he should nearly find the front tonight. And if he does, I think he's going to be the one to beat in the race for sure. And I think he's a horse that's on the up. And, look, Cruz Bromac's going super too, but he sort of hasn't had it easy with some of his runs either. So, look, I'm leading towards Fixer tonight for sure.
Okay, mate. Best of luck and thanks for joining us. And you'll be part, hopefully, of our show next Friday when we're live just outside of Auckland at Pukekohe. So looking forward to doing the show from the Franklin Club, some of the biggest names in the sport. And Kyle Mills, also the former Black Cap cricketer, will be joining us for the Friday lunch. So hopefully you can join us then, mate.
Yeah, I'll be wrapped to be a part of it and I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Gareth.
There we go. Craig Demler from the famous...